Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
This is your third book now, and do you find it harder to mine more material from, I guess, what might broadly be considered the same resources?
Oh, I don't think so. I think the characters around here are rich. The characters everywhere are rich. I tell you what I've been given is this great blessing of time and opportunity to study them and to write about them. So no, I'm more worried about how I ever will get a scintilla of the possible
Okay.
material down than running out of material. Sure. If I run out of material, it'd be my fault.
Let's talk about the new book. How is it different from your first two? What are we exploring in this one?
Well, there's a lot more farming in here, although I've gone to great lengths in interviews such as this to set the bar pretty low. I am not a farmer. I say that out of respect to the farmers who raised me and the farmers who are trying to make a living on the price of milk as it is currently. But it's a step along the line. I mean, I went from writing about being a single bachelor. Maybe I was a singular bachelor. I
Maybe
don't know.
perhaps,
But
but your life has changed. It was initially we met you as an EMT, a single guy. Now you're a family man on a farm.
now pardon me, on a farm. Raising our food and as much of it as we can. I'm still writing for a living. I'm under no illusions there. If I had to make a living off the farm income, we'd be in big trouble. But we are a family now of four, and part of the book Coop is about the arrival of that fourth member of the family and how she came into the world.
You undergo a spiritual transformation in this book, or at least the openness to that.
Yeah, I don't know if transformation is quite right, but certainly a modulation. And
Okay.
I write about that I came from a childhood where I was raised in an obscure fundamentalist Christian sect. Sounds scary, really wasn't. And I write in some detail about that in the book. Went on to become what I refer to as a bumbling agnostic. I ain't looking for a fight, I'm just looking. But then the modulation part comes is when you're in charge of children and they ask you hard, difficult, and good questions about faith and God and existence, even when they're 5 years old. And so what I write about in the book pertaining to that is just how do you answer your child? And you have to answer honestly, but you have to answer thoughtfully and gently. And so that's a big part of the book as well. And I mean, I'm very upfront about the fact that I don't come to any definitive conclusion, but I write about the process.
But has that journey helped you answer those questions that your kids come to you with?
This is something I think about every day, and that's not changed. I think what has changed is you feel this responsibility to this little being, and you know that someone up close is watching you every day. And so you're more aware, I think, of the things you say and the steps you take. Part of what the book is about is I often look to the examples of people in my life who've been gentle and lived in a way that I wish I could live or I aspire to, and that's what the book is about.
Michael Perry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.